this. We're always criticizing. Pick.
No!
Out Loud Orlando. The whole hack
hours.
For real, for fun, for everyone you're listening to, Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, every Tuesday at 91.5 FM WPRK, streaming online and archived on our website, GayRadioShow.com, with the free TuneIn Radio app. You can search WPRK anytime you want to. I'm your host, DJ Justice, episode number 395. Over there, Bobby the Homosexual, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm still a homosexual.
Nothing's changed much. And then to his left, I call him one of the show hosts emeritus. He helped forge the show. And every now and then he kind of wanders back into our lives. One of the most talented men in Orlando, Rob Ward, is here.
That's me. I'm here.
Good to see you, man.
You know what I miss when you used to introduce yourself and say, I'm Justice, offensive and memorable.
Justice, offensive and memorable. Space bar. Champion of the drag queen. Space bar.
You used to be obsessed with your sound cues.
And then I realized
you had a sound bite for every moment of your life.
How many people are coming in?
That's just get on your mic,
Extra.
Eric.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Good. Hi.
Bobcat Goldthwait just got
you have foxes on your shirt.
I do.
Different colors. Different colors.
I'm a foxy guy.
Yeah. And then your boyfriend over there, Julian. He's like, hey, Julian, how you doing?
He's a couch surfer.
Yeah. Give us a call, 407-646-2915 if you want to. And you can follow us up during the show on Twitter. That's Twitter.
Spacebar.
At Gay Radio Show. This is the part of the show where you're going to notice really quickly.
I take place of the space bar. There's no need for
Don't steal his bit.
Don't call yourself a space bar.
I'm more than a space bar.
You're an enter key, my friend.
I have an important job.
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, the space bar of radio. This is the part of the show where Rob makes fun of me for having way too much crap to talk about. So follow us on Twitter. You can look and watch the live stream of the radio show and get a hold of us.
Your list. This is going to be a long show.
See, here's the thing. Like, Rob's the only person successful at, like, in an entertaining fashion, derailing the train of thought that I try to, like, steal. Like, he messes the train up.
Professional derailer.
Yes, you are.
Can I get a new introduction?
What do you want it to be?
I don't know. He has co-hosted Most Talented Person in Orlando, and I have the homosexual.
Yeah, but you're like the homosexual. Like, you would start.
The.
Like, Out Loud Orlando, the homosexual. Happy hour. Like you're Bobby,
the original creation of homosexuals just flow right through.
No, you're like the disease of homosexuality.
Homosexuality was created in 1954.
You're awful. A little bit.
Yeah. Put your headphones on, Rob.
Oh, why?
So you can hear
this is a real radio show.
So much better. I couldn't hear you guys this whole time without my headphones on. You were all so far away.
You know what? Let's talk really quick. I swore I would never do this. Let's talk real quick about growing up, because I said to Bobby before we get in here, we were talking about, like, have you ever needed glasses, when you need braces. All of a sudden I'm like paying more attention to like Rogaine ads and things like that.
Telling kids to get off the lawn.
It's Bernie
Sanders.
Not
with water in my mouth. We've learned this.
Uh-oh. Young kids, get off my lawn unless you're hot. Come in. How old are you, young man?
Ooh. Do you wear glasses?
I wear contacts.
You wear contacts. And how
but
long have you
really
had them?
It's not really a getting older thing, because I've had them since I was 17. But it is a getting older thing, because every single time I go to the eye doctor, they're like, all right, we're going to bump that up by about 20 more percent.
What about seeing things up close? What about like the reading glasses?
I don't need those yet, miraculously, which is kind of a miracle.
I printed this out and it looked really, really small. So
I mean, that's really small print, though. Maybe
you can
just
always enlarge it.
Make a bigger font.
Or I could.
Tell it it's pretty and stroke it a little, see if it grows.
Help it big. Help it get big.
Help it big.
I forgot how perverted the two of you were together.
Who, Rob and I?
Yes.
That's me. I'm dirty.
See, I actually try to be a good person now. I try to be that post-cancer morality justice.
Stop it.
Now, believe it or not, like, life has been more happy and more successful since I tried. You know, if you lead with sex, you'll get sex, and that's fine. But if you're looking for more than that, you can't do the same thing expecting to get something different. Like, I'm in a good spot, and I'm glad that I've been celibate for several weeks, because you don't fall for somebody based on sex or a body, because that changes. You fall for someone based on their spirit, their attitude, how they lift you up. And you know, that's a very real thing, and it's cool to. I've always said it. I feel like I'm like
six. Are you
six
in love? What's happening right now?
No. Just talking about
you
stuff.
You sound like you're about to turn into a Disney musical right in front of us.
What is
this
thing
just remembered
in
that
my
text
mouth?
Message.
What?
I just remembered your text message.
No.
That I'm not allowed to talk about.
No, we're good. Oh, yeah. Dear. Well, Rob is one of the most talented men in Orlando, you know, and because
oh, again, he gets it again.
You're still the homosexual, though, Rob.
Well, with Rob, he hasn't been on the show since I think you did your trip down to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You were doing that, and then you're still, you just went to New Orleans for Southern Decadence,
yes.
And you're still writing for, you know, major.
Everybody who pays me.
That's how you know. Do you know Stephen King says that? Stephen King says, how do you know if you're a successful writer? Because if you write something and somebody sends you a check for it and you use that check to pay your light bill, then you are a great writer.
I'm a writer. Yay.
Because
I just got my electric bill today.
Yeah. I like catching up with Rob just because we always have new people, you know, watching the live stream, listening to the show. And like I said, he's been a friend in my life and he's been a very important part of this show. So in regards
to one point in time, I was apparently the heir of your will. If you remember that.
That piece of paper is still written down and sealed.
I'm supposed to be the one to clean out your porn, which is going to be an awful, awful situation.
I got a new computer, so that'll be okay.
Good.
You're supposed to organize a memorial, because my mom will probably have like a David funeral, but then I want to have like a DJ Justice like memorial service at a gay club, and so you'll probably be on your own for that. So
hosted
you need to
by Addison Taylor,
Pepe, hosted by Pepe.
Oh, Pepe, let's all cry about Justice.
And I need you to make like get a bunch of photos and play like a sad song, and then like do like a slideshow.
Okay, do you know me? Why would you pick me to do that?
Yeah, I was gonna say the wrong person.
I would pick all the worst photos of you that have ever existed. Like everyone where you're going,
I like pointing
at the camera.
Pointing everybody.
It's how you know the camera's there.
I know where the camera is.
There it is. I see you.
I spot it.
Thank God you pointed at it.
Yeah. So are you saying you don't want that duty? You don't want that job?
Oh, no. I want that job, but it's just not going to be what you are hoping
for.
Well, I mean, expect it to be what
you're pretty sure I'm not going to be here, so it's kind of like a, you know.
You never know. You could be a ghost hanging around. Like, what a horrible, horrible rest of your existence. Like, you become a ghost and you're just stuck in the gay bar. Like, yep, same drag show again. Here
is
goes.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I talked about this last week. I'm trying to set up an interview, and just to recap, there's a new web series coming out called Queer Ghost Hunters, and it's lesbians. It's mainly fronted by lesbians with like two gay guys, and they're trying to go. They're going and examining paranormal activity, trying to convince gay ghosts that it's okay to come out of the closet. So they're going around and they're going to play and their rationale,
a whole different concept
that,
of ghosts.
That's their
in
unfinished
closet.
Business.
Their rationale is that they're going to places that were frequented by homosexuals, like abandoned bathhouses, prisons, theaters, things like that, where people that might have been arrested for sodomy and then died in prison. So, hey, they might have been gay because they liked cornholing.
Why don't I know of any like gay ghost tour? We need to start that through Orlando.
That would be fun.
This is where there used to be a bathhouse.
Yeah.
It's like, there's still a bathhouse there. No, nobody goes there, so this is where it used to be.
he just looks like a ghost.
It's
hold on.
It's called Balcony Bingo, and it happens every
no,
week.
Right.
Yeah,
in the Parliament House.
Hold on. Listen to this. This is what we were talking about. This is from last week.
Spacebar.
Cody, are you here?
Ooh, get out of my bathhouse.
Your mom and your dad are here,
ooh.
And they just want to say something.
That's it. That's a gay spirit.
Oh, gay God, spirit. I'm being outed.
Your mom and dad said it's okay. Go into the light, Caroline.
This is what you do with your Saturday nights. Isn't
it? Apparently.
Yeah. No, that was
okay.
That was from
that
last
was a real
week.
Clip, though.
That was from
last.
No, that's not. That was us talking about the
show.
That
was a preview.
That was a real clip from the web
that
series.
That's actually what
real
it sounds like to make a gay ghost come out. It's
yeah,
actually it's actually amazing. Let's do the
every gay ghost is Cody.
Cody has like a wailing ghost spirit. Like that would keep you up at night if you heard that shrieking and yelling and, you know, making mysterious noises, bump in the night. Like that would be a nightmare inducing voice.
Yeah.
But he's a great person.
Just buy him a drink first.
He's
no.
We're good.
Three things that Justice learned this week.
Who's this?
Three things that
right.
Good
hey,
thing.
It's water.
Why do you still have sunglasses on?
Because the light's too bright.
Yeah.
Sunglasses on.
Three things that I learned this week. You know, if you saw my Facebook page this weekend, it was adorable.
Nope, I've had you hidden for years.
It was adorable, my weekend. You didn't see my adorable weekend?
No.
You didn't see me being Uncle Justice to the twins.
Do you remember when you used to post like 30 statuses in an hour?
Yeah, I do.
That's why you're hidden.
And I see that every time Facebook on this day comes up, because it usually takes me about 15 or 20 minutes to go through everything that happened on this day for the last several years on Facebook on this day.
Also, only you would have an adorable time with your cousins, but then talk about how adorable you were with your nephews.
Wait, is this when you were supposed to go play Pokemon with them?
No, those are my cousin's sons. Those are my second cousins once removed. These are actually like my bio cousins. My little brother got married to a Filipino chick, and they had twins, and their names are Ronan and Riker. There's one white baby and there's one Asian baby. And at first I liked the white baby more than the Asian baby, because the Asian baby was just a cranky little son of a bitch. But now when I'm seeing them again, now the Asian baby is much more like fun and playful and laughs at my jokes. So it's hard with twins, because with twins, you always have like a basis to kind of say, which one do you like better at that moment?
Wait, they were twins and one came out white and one came out Asian?
They're not identical.
What happened? Are we still telling the story?
Well, obviously, if one's white and one's Asian, I wouldn't think they'd be identical.
Well, like one
do they
looks...
have two different fathers?
No, they have my pale, white, bald brother for a father.
They got different genes.
But I don't understand. Don't all...
They're, okay, genetically, they're half white, half Filipino.
Right.
Aesthetically, one of them looks more Asian, one of them looks more white.
Oh, so...
Go ahead. No, where are you headed with this?
Yeah, I'm curious.
I feel like you have a destination in mind, Bobby.
Don't pull the football away, Lucy.
No.
Let's watch the moment where Bobby became a racist. We're watching history.
We're all waiting. No, I was...
Are you just concentrating?
Bobby.
I was...
This is a safe space. No one's listening.
They're twins, but it's like a variety.
Bobby, this is the voices in your head.
By Asian, do you mean like one of them has round eyes and one of them does not?
One of them looks more Asian than the other. But they're both good people.
So that's a yes.
I never thought I would get into... Do you have any nieces or nephews? Or
I have a nephew.
You have a nephew, yeah. I never thought that I would get into this whole... being completely willing to have a lame weekend and just play with the kids and have fun. Like, I love being an uncle. I love being an uncle so much right now. I love
being an uncle's the gig. Like,
I love thinking about them. I love thinking about who they're going to be. I love thinking about what kind of people they're going to be and what kind of...
Ultimately, you're not responsible for any of it. It's the best.
It really is.
You get to watch them really and be like, you know what? You're growing up to be a cool kid. Or you're like, you know what? You're a demon child. I blame your mother.
Because, I love getting to spend like the 2 days with them, and just I do not have the patience nor the attention span to take care of a child for more than like a day or two, because I'm going up there for my brother's 5-year anniversary so he could, you know, go with his wife and go skydiving, go see a comedian in concert, go out to dinner. And so I was babysitting for like
one
the whole day.
One of those things is a pretty extreme date.
Yes.
That comedian is pretty intense.
Because not know this. Once you've been in a 5-year relationship and you have 2-year-old twin boys, you really got to kind of like fight for the romance, because there's a lot going on.
I would imagine, especially when you're like, these are my twin babies. Which one's the Asian? And then you like mix them. It's like playing 3-card Monty, but with your twin.
So I was up in,
and you're missing a card.
Yeah, very nice.
Good or job. A baby.
And I was proud of myself this weekend, though, because, you know, I like to travel a lot. I like to go do different things. I like to have hoes in different area codes. There is something that I didn't do on this trip that I've done on every other trip I've ever been on in pretty much like the history of ever.
Pop.
A 99% of pop. Okay, what do you think I didn't do on this trip that I've done probably on every other trip I've gone on in the last like 6 or 7 years? You said poppers?
I mean poppers.
No, I didn't take poppers. No.
You never know.
Breathe. I think you held your breath the entire time.
No. I will say this, though. I used to be very intimidated about changing babies' diapers. And then I became much more like not so much sleeping in the top bunk, but being more like willing to switch between the bunks. It's not hard to take care of a baby and clean a baby.
What?
Like changing a diaper.
Oh, no.
Just compare changing a diaper to gay sex. Is that what you just did?
I just said that I'm not so scared of
it. I want you to think about all of your life choices.
I'm just saying that
led you to this moment.
Hey, it's 4:20. You know what that means. It's time to take our Truvada, everybody. That's right. Talk to your doctor about PrEP, pre-exposure prophylactic, and find out if it's a good thing for you to take.
And I thought that my eye comment was bad.
I'm just saying, like, so before I used to be like, ew, stinky diapers, but now it's kind of like, yep, just change your diaper, not a big deal.
You have to know he's gonna do you at some point. He can't let you be. What? He can't let you get away with being the dirtiest one on the show. He's gotta outdo you some way.
Can one of the things you learn be who is this?
That's Eric.
Do you not know Eric?
No.
I've never been on a show
this
with him.
This is Eric.
Yet.
He's
Hi.
On the show.
Oh, God.
Nice to meet you.
Out Loud Orlando, the Humble Happy Hour, the radio family reunion you never asked for.
Pretty much.
Like, we're related. Yeah, like, you are all pieces in, like, the tapestry that has been woven over 7 years that
and
paints
now,
the picture of this radio show.
Now I can change a baby's diaper because I bought him.
If the first part was like the book title, it would be colon and then the rest of it.
Right. I want to get you that t-shirt that says, I can change diapers. I'm a bottom now.
I'm not a bottom. I love everybody. But okay, so Bobby, what do you think I didn't do on this trip that I've done on every other trip?
Have sex.
Okay, what do you think, Eric?
I was going to say the same thing.
You know that thing? Yeah, you know, well.
Oh, so we guessed it?
Oh, so we were
wow,
right.
What a great game.
What
a
win.
You also probably did your poppers, so I think I won too.
I was going to say poppers is usually part of it, so like.
Yeah. Yay, I won too!
Yay! Woo! We're all winners!
Yay!
Evidently not me. this was the first trip I had gone on where, because of not having the freedom to go out, meet new people, I didn't have Grindr on this trip because I love traveling and I love being on Grindr. Like, Grindr is a way.
How did you possibly survive?
I didn't need to. Like, I had obligations. Like, my obligation was to my family at that point. So it was, you know, hey, there's not time to go out.
Yeah, you're a diaper changer.
You know, if we push that enough, it might just bring in a whole new, like, clientele of people
really
willing
right.
to listen
you're
to
really
the show.
I'm sure there's a few. There's
in
some
terms of people, things that you're never going to live down, let's put that on the list.
What? I'm Justice, the bottom baby diaper changer.
Never gonna stop being funny.
It's better than
the Twink
Slayer.
Is it?
Which nickname
is it?
Do we want?
It's the evolved form of
offensive and memorable spacebar.
Yeah, champion of the drag queen spacebar. I don't know where to go sometimes with this. I really wasn't. Now I'm like fighting the temptation to like adamantly defend myself against these accusations, or just like
go
move
for
on
it.
Like a champ.
What is
we'll
the accusation?
Go right ahead.
It's not an accusation.
If you're explaining your, I'm just saying that I'm not intimidated.
I just have
by
never
to
heard
do.
Anybody describe. I could do parenting tactics.
Yes.
Now that I have been the receptive partner.
Yes.
But if there's somebody who can't raise a baby, that would be a top. Don't let him near my baby. He's a top.
I'm a top. I'm about nothing. Know nothing about changing our diapers.
I don't. I'm still trying to find the logic that you introduced. We did not make this up.
Okay, let me make an analogy, an analogy, if you will.
Oh, please don't.
If you work in the medical field and you have to draw someone's blood all the time, like, okay, taking blood, going to the lab, all this
so
stuff.
So now you're a vampire body type or two.
All of a sudden, you're not going to be so grossed out. Turn this mic off. You're not going to be so gross. He's overmodulating. You're not going to be so grossed out when you see the blood.
God. Forgot how good that was.
That was marvelous.
Now let me change your diaper.
Don't you
can't on the top.
I can't get anywhere near that diaper.
I'm supposed to be talking about how much I love my beautiful nephews and how good it is to be an uncle.
Ruin that!
And, and how there are cute pictures and videos of me being Uncle Justice.
This
and
moment is brought to you by
Charmin.
Edward Cullen, the bottom type. Really? That's the one that made everyone's
brother.
Yeah, you killed it.
Then you have to bring Twilight. Way to kill a man, Bobby.
Team Jacob. The show is going to be so overmodulated because we're already recording on not the official podcast microphone, so I know the audio in here is pretty good, but at the same time, just like...
Are you saying that my laughter is too loud?
No, Bobby, I'm never going to say that because it brings me joy.
Okay.
It does. It really does. It makes me... I love your laughter.
More joy than finally being able to change the time.
I don't like to do it twice.
God, in my ear!
Bobby?
What?
Did you learn something this week?
I learned that his name is Eric.
No, let's...
Yay.
Nothing about diapers?
And you do voices. Like, really good voices.
Now it's time for...
Thank you!
Now it's time for story time. What's your segment called?
I thought I was doing Lady Mary's segment. Like learning something with Bobby.
Oh yeah, okay. Lady Barry can't be here this week, and Alex
Lady Bobby.
So
Lady Bobby.
Lady Bobby.
I like it. Lady Bobby. Lady Bobby.
The same concept. Oh, okay. So, anyways.
Hello. So now it's time for learning with Lady Bobby.
Welcome to my neighborhood, where we learn lots of fun things. And in light of Halloween, I decided to talk to you about ancient torture techniques.
Wait. It's September.
Halloween's coming up. It's never too early for Halloween, but it is definitely too early for Christmas.
I'm so excited for Christmas this year. I am goofy about Christmas. I love Christmas.
Now that I'm a bottom, I live for Christmas.
I'm not. Not that there's anything wrong with bottoming.
Bottoms love Christmas.
Have you just been, like, waiting for... Is this, like, the ultimate...
Listen, baby. I even learned how to bake because I'm a bottom.
This is why he comes on the show like once every 6 months.
Because I'm not invited.
I love you, Rob. Oh,
I can say I love you, but I'm a bottom.
Shoot.
What you learned, Bobby? Yeah. Oh, anyways. Oh, so, one of my favorite ancient torture techniques, just so you know, people were always awful to each other, was in the Persian Empire, they used to put someone between two barrels, and then they would feed them milk and honey. So that they defecated all over themselves, and they would leave them out in the hot sun so that gnats and ants would come and feast on their feces and then them, and they would die from either dehydration or exposure or being eaten alive. Oh. And that is my favorite ancient torture technique.
And why are you thinking about this?
Because you asked me to talk about something.
Okay.
And that was the first thing that came to mind.
Why was that the first thing that came to mind?
Well, because I did an article about it one Halloween.
Okay.
But, like, it was, like, 10 or 15 of, like, ancient torture techniques.
What was your second favorite ancient torture technique? I don't know where to go with
this. Oh, my God.
What was your childhood like?
A lot of cartoons and Land Before Time.
And three horns don't hang out with long necks.
Yeah, he was a racist. A racist triceratops. My second favorite was actually this one by this Native American tribe where they used to, like, cut off people's eyelids and then, like, bury them up to their shoulders in the ground and face them east so that their eyes burned out with the rising of the sun. I said that would be a good, like, lawn ornament, you know, someone screaming into the rising sun.
You're a dark little man. Very, very dark.
I remember hearing about an ancient torture or an ancient torture technique at a church sermon one time. The pastor was talking about how, like, the sins that you commit on others could come back on you. And what they used to say was, if you killed somebody, they would take that person that you killed and they would, like, strap them to your back. So you literally had to carry around the weight of the person who you just killed. So as their body started, like, rotting and decaying.
You kill someone, you get a free backpack? That's not right.
Until they start, like, rotting and decomposing, and literally the death that you committed becomes your death because it consumes your body. Like, your flesh starts rotting and going gangrene, and the death literally passes on to you because you're carrying a decomposing body, like, strapped
church
to your body.
People. I don't think I'm dark. I'm just consistently amazed at the horrible, and then we took the offering plate that people do to people.
But that's because you're a bartender. You see it.
That's true.
I mean, you could argue that you do horrible things. Like, alcohol is, like, getting someone drunk is, like, poisoning them.
I do what I'm told. No, that's done.
Oh, I was going to make a reference to, that's what the Nazis said.
So you're calling Bobby a Nazi of alcohol?
Would you like to take another shot?
C'est très good, it's so delicious. You know you want another? Yeah, have a double, und.
You've had too much to drink anyway, but I'm going to give it to you. And you are going to make foolish decisions and sleep with someone ugly.
You have a new title. You're no longer the homosexual. You're the shot Nazi. Or the Shotzi.
The Shotzi.
The sad part is, as I do force people into taking shots.
No, you really do. You think of it like an art form.
Rob comes on the show once every 6 months just to give us like material and nicknames and catchphrases to last for the next 6 months until we run out of crap.
Shotzi. See you in 6 months.
What was the... Yeah, okay. Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for...
I feel smarter. I don't know about you. And I won't eat honey.
Well, that was the thing that kind of intrigued me about that, is like in the Bible, you know, they said that Israel was the land of milk and honey.
Jinx.
So do you want me to stop
talking?
Don't you talk about Israel, you shot Nazi. We don't bring that around.
You sound like a Trump supporter.
But like, so I don't understand like what the correlation was going to be if that's what they used. But like, I understand like, because I read this article about how civilization built up their lactose intolerance because we weren't really meant to drink the
milk. A lot of Asians are lactose intolerant.
That's because it started around the Mediterranean and never really went there. Yeah, no. Like, that's why there's no dairy products in their food.
Yeah, like, there's not, like, wonton chicken cheese.
And if you think about it, you can't really put cheese on any of their food.
Yeah, like, lo mein with milk. Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
But it would not
you
be good.
You just should.
Right. So, you know. That's just...
Can I get pad thai with some gouda?
Gouda's a good cheese.
Gouda thai.
Oh, I told someone. Are you doing any of the Orlando Magic Dining?
All of it.
Are you
no,
familiar?
I don't know what that is.
Wait, Orlando Magic Dining. It's going on. It's going on now until October 2nd, and there are over 90 restaurants, all parts of Orlando, where you can buy for $33, get the prefix menu, and you can go to some of the nicest restaurants in town. You know, some of the places you might never check out, or places where you couldn't go and get an entree for like less than $30. So you pay $33 and you get an appetizer and an entree, and it's like a prefix menu where you get to pick or choose from two or three options. So I'm trying to be like all fancy foodie boy, and you know, so if you want to go out and grab a bite to eat, you can pay for yourself and you can come with me because I just don't want to go alone.
I'll do that. I love going to different restaurants.
Let's do that. We should be dinner companions. We could start a blog.
I just realized I have plans. On whatever day.
It's okay. I can work with your schedule. I can work around when you're free.
Oh, but you know what? I got a new job at dinner time every night. It's so weird. They're like, hey, is it dinner time? You got to go to work right now. It's so strange.
You there, boy. Is it time for the news?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
oh,
there.
We have lots of news.
Yo-ho, what news have you?
There's so many voices on this show.
Yeah. Hello there. We're looking for gay news. Have you seen any?
Yes, I have some gay news right over here.
Yeah, we're on an adventure.
So we're mourning a loss. Alexis Arquette.
Oh my god!
It was the first one on. I don't know how to transition. I don't know how. It's rough when he gives me these things. I don't know how to transition.
Silly.
And somebody died.
She can't go to dinner.
Well. Alright. No.
Okay.
But on a serious note.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so Alexis Arquette, an actress and transgender activist, died on Sunday at the age of 47, and the news was confirmed by her brother Richard Arquette and brother-in-law Todd Morgan. The family was known for her appearances in The Wedding Singer, Pulp Fiction. And there was a film about her transition to becoming a woman, Alexis Arquette, She's My Brother, that made a film festival circuit in 2007.
She was also on VH1's Surreal Life. Like, she was living like season 3 or 4 was like her and Mini-Me and like China.
That was the best season.
And Vanilla Ice.
That was like my favorite. Yeah. Great season.
Yeah, great season.
Apparently he was so...
Good season.
Yeah, good times. Yeah.
They don't make reality TV like that anymore.
Celebrity hot messes. So he was surrounded by all of his brothers and sisters, one of his nieces, and several other loved ones. And I said, we were playing music for him, and he passed during David Bowie's Starman, as per his wishes. And we cheered at the moment he transitioned into another dimension.
Did they have that on repeat?
Yeah, like, maybe. How do you know that it's
Is it now? Is it now? Should we start playing it?
Like, wouldn't you feel crappy if you played it and then you were like, nope, still alive?
You're like, God.
Just finished.
I mean, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to make light.
Don't play it. Been playing 20 times in a row.
Are you like?
I put on the extended version of this.
Because they haven't been, they haven't listed a cause of death, like the reason behind this her passing, it hasn't been listed, and I mean, obviously we respect privacy, but
yeah.
it makes you wonder, you know, if you knew this was coming, was it predetermined, was it assisted?
An illness. I did.
Oh, they did say?
But they didn't say what illness.
Okay.
They said she's been suffering from an illness for the past few years.
Do you think she, like, took herself out, or they just were playing the song on loop?
If she did it on her own terms, I don't know.
That's the way they make it sound, or at least
press play.
They got to a point where she knew it was coming, so she was able to go out on her own terms.
I don't know what I think about. I don't know what I think about assisted suicide in situations like that, and it always made me feel really uncomfortable because my grandfather more or less asked me to, like, after everyone had died, 94, didn't want to be in the home. We're talking former yacht boat captain and hunting fishing guide for millionaires in the South Florida. So he's like just literally watching everything deteriorate. His wife of like 75 years is dead. If my grandfather could have gotten
to be a fun show. Right?
Seriously. I'm just saying, you don't let pets suffer, but grandma and grandpa, you're going until you go.
That's probably
grandma and grandpa lick your face when you come home from work.
Our family's very close. They changed my diapers.
No one likes that.
So your whole family were bottoms.
How were you born? That doesn't make any sense. Obviously in vitro fertilization. He's a test tube baby.
So, a New Jersey appeals court over.
Hold on. Can you go back to the Alexis Arquette story real quick? Sure. There was one part that, let me read this. Because I was confused by this, Rob. See if this makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, they said, quote, "Our brother Robert, who became our brother Alexis, who became our sister Alexis, who became our brother Alexis, passed this morning, September 11th at 12:32 a.m.
Well,
did she transition back again at the end? So she transitioned into a woman and then went back to being a dude, or?
I feel like they just didn't know how to explain it. Like, that somebody was just rambling. We were like, our brother, our sister, Robert, transitioned. Again.
Yeah, what did your boyfriend show you?
He said he found like an article that said that he apparently he was living with AIDS and might have had like an inoperable tumor or something.
Oh.
So maybe that was part of
what okay.
it was. I don't know. It was mentioned somewhere.
All right, go on with the news there, boy.
So a New Jersey...
Yo-ho!
Yo-ho, hey there! So a New Jersey appeals court overturned Darren Robbie's conviction on charges related to his webcam spying.
Okay, no one... Those words made no sense.
Okay, so yeah, anyway, so...
Why was your newsboy Kermit the Frog? What happened?
I don't know. He's going through puberty.
Can you do like
he's
a?
Got it,
can
got
you not? Don't question the art. He's here for something very special.
I'm so sorry.
We don't know. We don't know what it is yet.
Who do you think?
I didn't realize you were art
questioning me.
Don't knock him down. His chair got lower.
Can you do one of those like 1930s news reporters?
That's kind of what I was going for. Oh,
you have to enunciate though, and not be so fast.
Yes, master. So a New Jersey appeals court overturned his conviction on charges related to his webcam spying on his roommate from Rutgers student Tyler Clemente, who committed suicide shortly thereafter.
Why did you pick these stories? What is wrong with you?
He anticipates me reading them in these funny voices. Thus, my problem transitioning
you're like, hey,
into a serious newscaster.
Let's do silly
I'll never
voices.
Be taken seriously as a newscaster. Ever.
Yeah, but do you think you turn on CNN and they're like, uh-oh, someone died. Better use the Kermit voice. Like, what is wrong with you people?
So, Robbie was convicted in 2012 on 15 charges, including counts of bias, intimidation, a portion of which the state Supreme Court has since invalidated, ruling it was constitutionally vague.
Can I just request that we skip this story?
Sure.
Yeah, let's skip that.
Well, hey, you...
They
love the show. RuPaul won an Emmy! Yes! Oh my God!
Do this in your drag queen voice.
I don't. What's the signature drag queen?
I don't know. Just pick one.
I just thought
one.
RuPaul was...
No, just do one.
You better work, honey. You won an Emmy. Woo!
There it is. Good. Yeah, that was pretty good. Keep going.
All right. So, RuPaul Charles has picked up her first ever Emmy. I appreciate you appreciating me.
I love you.
It feels wonderful to be appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the Drag Race host won the award for Outstanding Host of a Reality Competition in a star-filled awards ceremony in Los Angeles on Sunday, September the 11th, facing off against American Idol host Ryan Seacrest. Ha! And Dancing with the Stars, Tom Bergeron, Jade Lynch, and Steve Harvey, and Heidi Klum, and Tim Gunn, and the logo
designers.
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 But you know what?
That is the worst Steve Harvey impression. Make it ever.
He's just making all the mistakes. Oh. Talking to the reporter.
You're a really funny guy. They should pay you money for your comedy.
You should keep you on me out. So talking to the reporters backstage, he said, I really didn't expect it. I came here thinking I got invited to the prom and I'm going to dance my ass off tonight, but I didn't expect that I would have this in my hand while I was dancing. It's a very special night, not just for me, but for all the young people around the world who dance to the beat of a different drummer.
Now,
yay!
Does that article, though, have what RuPaul actually said?
That was what she actually said.
No, that's what she said
backstage. No, I don't think
that's at the podium, said her actual words were, I used to say I'd rather have an enema than an Emmy, but now, thanks to the Radio Television Academy, I can have both.
She knows
that.
That's
why I love RuPaul.
She knows how to change diapers.
Well, she's clearly a bottom.
She's probably dabbled. Do you think
mother. In changing diapers?
You can't dabble in a diaper. You gotta go through there.
Go hard or go home.
There's no like, I took a chance at it.
I feel like this is gonna be the longest episode title ever because there's like four or five things
the
swirling
episode
around
title
in
is
my.
You can't dabble a diaper. Bottoms.
Yeah. One of the things I learned this week was, in addition to RuPaul, thank you for your news there, boy. In addition to the RuPaul winning the Emmy, gay TV is actually being really entertaining right now. You know, like gay-centric television. So not only we have RuPaul's Drag Race going on.
And Drag Race, too, even is being simulcast now onto VH1 as
it
well.
Is. Like, yeah. That's been for a while.
That's only this season that it started.
I even feel weird saying that they've been
doing it for a while, Rob. That's what he said.
Okay, for three episodes, yeah.
No. Like for a couple of years, they've done
no,
that.
No, it's brand no, new. It's brand
yes,
new.
They have. They've
no,
always
no,
played. I have watched RuPaul's wrong. Drag Race on VH1 as
I'm
far back
you,
as season five
new.
Or season
not
six.
Not when it's new
on VH1.
Not when it's new.
Oh, not in live time.
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. It
might, oh,
they're get, literally simulcasting them.
You get TV syndication after 100 episodes.
Right.
So like they can go to another network at that point.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, so you can actually watch it in HD, which you can't do on Logo, which is cool.
Another show coming up on Oxygen Network is called Strut, and it's kind of like a cross between Janice Dickinson's modeling agency, only it's only a transgender, it's transgender models getting modeling gigs, and it's called Strut. And so they're saying, hey, this ad said they needed a 6'1" female. They didn't say anything about if she had to have junk or not, you know. So it's like following transgender models in the modeling industry, and so it looks kind of interesting. I like it. And then I also watched the first episode of Prince Charming. Logo's an answer to The Bachelor, with Sepulveda Jr. acting as the prince, and I saw the first episode. Did anyone else see Finding Prince Charming hosted by Lance Bass?
No.
Yep.
I didn't watch the episode, but I did see the stories about him that were revealed on the internet.
Did you see like the
I
mega exposed?
I saw all 10.5 inches of that story.
Yep.
He used to be a sex worker. He admits that. He said, still,
like up until like last December.
Oh, really?
There was a new article. Yeah, there was a new article released, and it had a lot of interesting pictures.
But you know what was the most fascinating part of that story to me? Is what? I didn't realize those kind of websites have reviews, like Yelp. Like,
yeah.
Yelp reviews basically written where it was like, oh, we got there and it was a really nice time. His breath was fresh, which was great.
Is it an anonymous
Airbnb?
Is it an anonymous escort
not.
Post?
No, because you can rate your escort so that
it's
other
like,
people don't.
Yeah, that's they had leaks of like the website. I guess it was like one of those rent boy kind of sites, but I've never been on one.
Yeah.
So it was reading. It was like, oh, and here's his reviews. And I was like, wait, they have reviews?
Wow.
That's awesome.
You know what? But he's a good looking guy, but I don't find myself overly attracted to him. I thought there were a lot more attractive guys in the house. You know, some of the – because they got a bunch of really good looking guys and a pretty diverse cast as well. You know, all different sizes and shapes and types. And then, of course, they had to put one – you know, he was the 26-year-old, one of the youngest guys, is just like over – He's just like way into, and I really don't know if that's legitimately his personality or if he's just like, you know what, I'm going to be on TV and I'm going to be on TV.
That seems like it's legitimately his personality.
Well, that would drive me bonkers, quite frankly.
Is he competing and it drove that with one Bobby guy bonkers. For the title of the homosexual?
No, Bobby apparently. At least says witty, intelligent things and listens to other people. This kid is just a caricature.
Comes out with dark stories.
Yeah.
That's true. I bet you this kid doesn't know anything about milk and honey.
It's pretty good, though. It's a good show. But you mentioned Airbnb. Did you hear anything about the issues that Airbnb was having, not only with race, but with possible sexual discrimination? They're taking away some filters because evidently, based on either your name or your profile picture on Airbnb, they saw that there was an inordinate amount of people being canceled or turned down for Airbnb requests if they had a profile picture and they were either a person of color or if they were someone that maybe looked stereotypically gay. So Airbnb has been responding to those criticisms by trying to take away and make the filtering process a little more difficult, saying, hey, when someone requests to rent your property, it's not immediately going to be like, bam, mm-hmm. picture that you could say yes or no of and kind of give de facto.
You should just know, okay, they can pay. You know what I mean?
I would want to see like if they have like messed up like meth teeth that they're going to be like shooting up in diapers in my property.
Well, I mean, like, example, like, my family, we went on vacation the summer, they rented, like, a cabin or whatever, they didn't have to submit photos of themselves to rent the cabin, they just knew that we had the money to pay for it.
It's true. So, Uber doesn't do that either, like, an Uber driver doesn't see your picture, I think specifically so that you can't do that, you know what I mean? So that the Uber driver can't be like, nope, not getting you.
Yeah.
What? I don't want your money.
And New Orleans is trying to kick Airbnb out.
Several cities have successfully done that.
Airbnb as
well. You may have gotten the last one you can get. Wow.
I know in Key West you can't do Airbnb or Uber down in Key West. They've outlawed them. They've actually arrested people if you try to pick up because they want to keep the local economy strong. You have to be a member of the hotel, motel, bed and breakfast association, pay your taxes. So, you know, it just depends on what city you're in. If you're here in Orlando, you can drive Uber around and you can drop somebody off at the airport, but you can't pick up at the airport. You know, your Uber will not work. It'll say, will not work at this location. You have to get off of airport property before you can do the Uber. I've been doing the Uber for a couple months now. I enjoy it.
I think you can pick up at the airport
now. No, I still can't. Only Uber, like the fancy one.
Oh.
Like the fancy car service.
I ordered Uber, the fancy one.
But in New Orleans, too, like they have Uber and they've totally embraced it in the local economy. You know, like when you get to the airport, there's a specific Uber and Lyft pickup area.
Yeah, different airports have that.
Like, specifically for
they did in Seattle, too.
Them to come get you. And I was like, this is so convenient. Like, you don't have to try to, like, hunt them down. They have a specific area where they go. It's like, that's nice.
Yeah. Cool. What's, are you still doing Uber at all or no?
No, I haven't done that since I got my new car because I never updated.
Yeah.
And I don't. I was like, I'm good.
What was your best Uber story ever when you were driving folks around?
Well, I told you once. I mean, my worst Uber story was when a guy actually like was trying to pull me into his house, where I picked up this guy.
Change my diaper.
It was kind of like that. It was the guy who was like straight white dude who was wasted when I picked him up, and then we're driving back, and he was like, "Well, let me ask you something. Are you gay?" And I was like, oh, God. And I was like, yeah, I am. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. And he's like, no, that's cool. That's cool, man. I don't judge you for that. That's cool. And I was like, okay, great. Thanks for not judging me. And I was continuing to drive him. And then he was like, so I live about a block up. And I was like, good. And he's like, and my wife isn't home. And I was like, okay, well, you've got your keys, right? And like then when we got there, I was like, all right, so see you later. And he's like, no, come inside. And I was like, nope, I'm good. I'm leaving. And he was like, come inside. And he like grabbed me by the shoulder.
Really?
And like pulled really hard.
Oh my gosh.
So I just kind of swung and like I hit him dead in the chest.
Two stars.
And then he goes, don't put this on any of my stuff. Don't list this down or anything. And like kind of got in my face and I just kind of peeled out of his driveway and drove off. And then like a second later, I got a request from the same name and location. And I was like, nope, offline.
Not today.
So I turned it all offline. And then I called Uber and was like, you should know that this is what happened.
Yeah.
With this customer.
It's fun. I enjoy it.
They were like, we're going to block him from using Uber anymore.
I love that.
You can use Lyft now.
Yeah. Rob got some guy kicked off Uber.
Yeah. Sorry, Lyft drivers.
That's your new introduction on the show. Rob Ward got someone kicked off Uber.
The Uber killer.
Yeah. when we're talking about...
Glad you thought about that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Third thing I learned this week. I feel like we've had this story before, but it came out again as brand new. So like, I don't know if it's the same guy or it's a repeat. This guy wants to start his own country for gay people. No heteros allowed. So this guy.
Already a country.
What's a gay country? A totally gay country?
Yeah, it's off the northern coast of Australia.
Homoopolis? No, there's not.
Yes, I think it's
But Sexistan.
What?
No, there really is. No, there's
Diaperville.
There's really a, like, it's.
And pull it up. Find it. I don't think you're accurate.
I am accurate because I researched it.
Just
it
has because you own... argue that you're right doesn't make you right. It just means you're trying to convince yourself that you're right. We need information.
You're a jerk.
That is also a fact and an opinion, but it doesn't, you know.
Yeah, look it up. Prove it on your phone how I'm a jerk.
I want facts. He's got a piece of paper. What have you got? Smartphone? I want facts and resources.
So Victor Zimmerman said, we need a cultural and political center where we can develop new, better ways of gay living that
gay
are more
and
suited
to our lesbian kingdom of the
nature.
Coral Islands.
Let me see.
And
Wiki Love. Okay, it's on Wikipedia. Gay and Lesbian Kingdom of Coral Island, and it's a micronation.
They're trying to get recognitions from the United Nations because they, like, technically to get...
The
like,
capital is heaven.
To get your own country, you have to declare war on the, like, the country that you used to be a part of, and they declared war on Australia.
They use the euro.
But Australia never responded. So, because they never responded.
So Australia has like 30 days to like respond. Yes,
yeah,
we're
but
at war.
But it's been
like
multiple of years.
We're going to glitter bomb you so hard. Mm. You better respond to our war.
Well, then somebody better tell the guy on my sheet of paper that this is already a thing
I
on Bobby's phone.
I need a piece of paper right here. With
somebody ought to tell Australia that the country about to go to war with them.
By the way, we're going to read a news story about someone who's dead.
To bring my own news mail on.
So you want to tell us that story, Justice?
Not really.
Not
third
wait,
thing wait. Justice learned this week
is that
Bobby
is right.
Yes! Feel better? Feel good about that?
Oh, absolutely, okay. I do. Oh,
there you go.
Especially because you just mocked me.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah. I was not about to let you get away with that.
Well, good. I expect my comeuppance, and they're mighty tasty. Thank you for the comeuppance.
You're welcome.
I don't think I would like to live
like
in...
some butter with these comeuppance.
I don't think I could live
Please,
in a...
I want some more.
Comeuppance. Comeuppance a bag.
It sounds like a Muppet. I'm comeuppance.
comeuppance.
I'm just going to sit here smug-like.
Is that how you get validation and satisfaction in your day, is being right over something?
No, I just don't like being mocked when I am right. I
wasn't mocking you.
I am the source of useless information.
If I were mocking you, I would have been mocking you openly, like criticizing you or making fun of you. I just said that
you
I needed
did.
Validation.
No, I think if you replay that, there will be some mocking
tones. There was no mocking tones.
Go to
in
the
there.
Tape.
Rewind life.
Stenographer!
See, when I have to think about going to a gay nation or a gay country or a gay micronation, it doesn't seem appealing to me. I don't think I would be. Would you be happy living in an all gay country or an all gay nation?
Imagine how good all the buildings are decorated, how well, like,
how
all
clean
the lawns are manicured. Let's face it, straight people ruin stuff.
I kind of compare it to, I'm not negating that we definitely would have like the best art and, you know, the best decorations and things like
the
that.
The theater in that city is amazing.
The production's just of such great quality.
Have you been down to Wilton Manors? Like Wilton Manors has a population that's like over 100% like gay people living down there, right?
Not over 100%.
Like 110%?
Around.
Thereabouts.
I have a piece of paper. I know.
I wrote Wilton Manor on it. See, it's
but
on the paper.
Wilton Manor is a very gay city.
And I enjoy going down there and going to Manor and Alibi.
I don't know. I went to an ATM in Atlanta one time, and the ATM just so happened to be in the middle of Midtown, which is like their like little gay pocket. And it was really weird for me because I was like, whoa. Everyone's gay.
And the ATM is pink.
Yeah, no.
Here's but your
I
money.
Just, I don't know. It was kind
I just feel like I would get annoyed.
And
like,
when it hands me the bills, it goes, hey. It
was, no. Like, Bobby, would you get along with, if you hung out with 20 other people that acted just like you did, would you feel special or would you like that or would
I
you get
do.
Annoyed by it?
I do. I work with them. And my point was is that it was kind of nice just being around them because especially for someone who, like, actively is constantly surrounded by gay people, like going to a straight place, I'm like, oh, what am I allowed to do here? Don't talk.
That's true. We don't always know the rules.
Yeah.
Don't show your mom pictures on your phone.
What?
Justice and my mom and I went out to the dinner one time and he was looking at wiener pictures on his phone.
Because his mom was being nosy and looking at my phone.
Why are you looking at wiener pictures at lunch?
In the middle of dinner.
Someone's family.
It was in between a course.
This is why I turned down your dinner invitation.
No one thinks that you're right and my mom's wrong.
Your mom should not be looking at other people's phones. Pay attention to you. Keep your eyes on your own plate.
If you ever meet my mom, please keep your D pics.
Thank you.
Phone.
I deleted a bunch of night. I actually spent about 2 hours going through my phone. I realized, like, you know, it is unnecessary to have
Can we talk about
all of
how
this
it
on my
had
phone
to
right
take
now.
You 2 hours to review them, though.
Yes. Well, I had to look at each one of them, remember, like, who it was, and then, like, decide if it was worth keeping or not.
You, because I know how you roll. I know each picture probably is attached to a file where you have a list where it says what you did with that person.
No, that's
never mind.
Mm-hmm. He's like, no, that's on my other device. Mm-hmm. And my private diary.
Yeah, very nice. Good job.
It's 4:56. Time to get our cars.
Oh, yeah. Gotta move our cars. We gotta go. Good show, y'all.
Bye.
As our outro music starts to play here. Going around the circle, thank you very much for coming in today. Eric, the actor. How you doing, man?
I'm great. Fabulous.
Thanks, man. Thanks for coming in. You're
Thanks
doing
for having me.
What do you got on this week?
I was gonna be here. I'm just gonna be at Johnny Rockets and going to school.
Yeah, making milkshakes, serving burgers.
Milkshakes and burgers, some stuff on by.
Yeah. Bobby, thank you so much for coming in today, man.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna have to time that laugh because I actually keep track of what we're gonna have the competition and we're gonna talk about what the longest laugh of Bobby ever was, and we'll like the top three longest laughs and the jokes that led into said laugh.
You can't do that because I'll laugh again.
I know.
That's why I can't listen back to the show. It's an actual...
It'll be like laugh session.
No, it's... Yeah, it's like, it's an actual problem.
A wormhole, like, opens up.
I'll realize that something's going on while I'm laughing, and then I'll, like, listen back to the show to see what I missed, but inevitably, I laugh at the same thing.
You've said that
every
before.
Time. Yeah.
Rob, hey, thank you so much for coming in. People were blowing up the Facebook timeline just saying they love you on the show, they think you're funny,
Hi,
so
everyone.
you know you're always welcome. Thank you so much. And
see you in 6 months.
Let's, I was gonna say, let's try and make some dinner plans or something, get some people together and go get a bite to eat. That offer extends to all of you guys. And
Thanks.
Would like to say with
you're gonna be on your phone all the time.
With one or two more minutes left, I would like to say again, you know, to the people that listen to the radio show, the podcast, the Facebook live stream, we have got really awesome people that I don't think I thank them enough to say thank you for tuning in, thank you for supporting the show, and especially blessed that whatever we do, whatever that is, you seem to enjoy it. And you know, we hope to bring a little bit of humor into a world that needs more warmth, respect, love, and humor, especially now. I think we're more divided than ever, and you know, this show is for all people, for real, for fun, for everyone. That's it for today's special edition of Outlaw Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. Until next time, I wish you enough.
The Shotzi loves you.
The Shotzi.
Party on, baby.
I'm Justice, and I love you. And nothing you can do about it.
We broke him right at the end. We were so close.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in the
air. How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlaw Orlando give that 1, 2, 3. Gorgeous.
This is fabulous. Absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jizz. It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I want it to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. Because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
could not.
It's such a good idea.
No. No, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior Princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all food. Out Loud Orlando, ruining lives all
on
across
a,
America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
Of course.